I say that we create new icons for manufacturing. I believe they will be strong and determined men and women under the age of 30. They will show they can pursue a great life and career in manufacturing without the overwhelming debt of a four-year tuition. The beauty of it is, if a manufacturing worker wants to get a degree, he or she can work a manufacturing job during the day and attend classes at night, paid for by their own earned wages. I've devoted a large portion of this speech to the mission to give our manufacturers what they need, but it doesn't end here. I will be calling upon our elected leaders to work with me in the near future to keep the momentum going. We need to protect these jobs and train the next generation of manufacturing workers and leaders in Oklahoma. Today, in Tulsa, there are 20,000 people employed in the manufacturing of oil and natural gas related equipment, second only to Houston, Texas. I say let's be number one, and here's how we can do it. Step one, show skilled workers and potential workers the dignity in the career path that they have chosen. Let them know it is a prestigious job. Step two, I propose that we encourage the tech board to require tech schools to offer a degree, not just a certification. Step three, make the skills that our veterans learn while in combat or in training count. Thanks to a new state law, Senate Bill 1863, veterans can transfer skills they learned in military service into actual credit hours toward a degree. Let's make sure the veterans know that and that can take advantage of it. There's no greater honor than to put food on the table day after day because you've been producing or repairing the goods and tools that consumers and businesses rely upon. Let's celebrate and honor the worker.